The First Stone, written by Helen Garner and read by Helen Garner.
One morning in August 1992, I opened The Age at breakfast time and read that a man I had never heard of, the Master of Ormond College, was up before a magistrate on a charge of indecent assault. A student had accused him of having put his hand on her breast while they were dancing. I still remember the jolt I got from the desolate little item. Has the world come to this? All morning at work I kept thinking about it. I got on the phone to women friends of my age, feminists pushing 50. They had all noticed the item and been unsettled by it. He touched her breast and she went to the cops? My God, why didn't she get her mother or her friends to help her sort him out later if she couldn't deal with it herself at the time? And then someone said what no doubt we'd all been thinking. Look, if every bastard who's ever laid a hand on us were dragged into court, the judicial system of the state would be clogged for years. At this we laughed in scornful shrieks. There was even a kind of perverse vanity in it, as among veterans of any tedious ordeal. It never occurred to any of us that a man accused of such an act might be innocent. But all that day I experienced repeated rushes of horror. I didn't stop to analyse these feelings. I just sat down and wrote the man a letter. Dear Dr. Shepherd, I read in today's paper about your troubles, and I'm writing to say how upset I am and how terribly sorry about what has happened to you. I don't know you or the young woman. I've heard no rumours and I have no line to run. What I want to say is that it's heartbreaking for a feminist of nearly 50 like me to see our ideals of so many years distorted into this ghastly punitiveness. I expect I will never know what really happened, but I certainly know that if there was an incident as alleged, this has been the most appallingly destructive, priggish and pitiless way of dealing with it. I want you to know that there are plenty of women out here who step back in dismay from the kind of treatment you have received and who still hope that men and women, for all our foolishness and mistakes, can behave towards each other with kindness rather than being engaged in this kind of warfare. I posted this letter and went about my business, thinking that this would be the extent of my involvement in the matter. Like any other scanner of the local news, I followed the case with sporadic attention and the occasional sharp twinge of alarm. I noted that the magistrate had found proven the charge that Dr. Shepherd had indecently assaulted the girl he was dancing with, but that no conviction was recorded. Dr. Shepherd planned to appeal. Then, late in August, the second set of allegations appeared in the papers. They made painful reading in the blunt language of the Age court reporter. The woman, a 21-year-old law student, alleged that Dr. Shepherd assaulted her in his locked office during a late-night student party. The woman, who cannot be identified, has alleged that Dr. Shepherd had locked his study door and turned the overhead light off. She said he had told her she was really beautiful and that he fantasised about her photograph and often had indecent thoughts about her. She said Dr. Shepherd cupped her breasts in his hands and squeezed them. Dr. Shepherd denies the allegations. The woman alleged Dr. Shepherd had asked her whether he could make indecent advancements towards her. Dr. Shepherd said this phrase offended him in its grammar and immorality, and he never used language of that kind.